They were the beginning of the folk music movement. They never lost the basic purity and vitality of the folk song at the same time that they really threw these new words in, you know. There was an honest, deep, real, true, appreciative love of the folk music, of the power of square dance, everything to do with folk music, you know, and especially American folk music. This was a breath of fresh air to the whole popular music of the 30s. They'd steal from all the best places, you know.
Tomorrow is a highway broad and fair, and we are the many who'll travel there. Tomorrow is a highway broad and fair, and we are the many who'll build it there, and we will build it there. Come, let us build a way for all mankind, a way to leave these evil years behind, to travel onward to a better year, where love is and there will be no fear, where love is and no fear. Greed shall never travel there, but only those who've learned a peaceful way of brotherhood to greet the coming day. We hail the coming day. Tomorrow is a highway broad and fair, are the many who travel there. Tomorrow is a highway broad and fair, and we are.
Tune in next time as Pete Seeger and friends become overnight the country's most famous anti-Nazi singers for only a week, until they were blacklisted. You've been listening to one in a series of documentaries on America's folk song revivals, drawn from How Can I Keep From Singing? The Ballad of Pete Seeger. This program was written and produced by David Dunaway with Sid Finley, engineer. Additional assistance from Molly Beer, Amanda Choi, Felicia Karras, Dina Nez, Ellie Shapiro, and the Authentic History website. For copies of this broadcast, visit PeteSeeger.org. Most of Pete Seeger's recordings are available from Smithsonian Folkways, www.folkways.si.edu. This program was funded in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities, and Public Radio International. Thanks for listening.